This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As always, send them in. Dear John Jansen at gmail.com. The prompts today. I'm excited to see John's answers.
What are the prompts?
Mowing the lawn.
Oh, one of my favorite activities.
Office leftovers. Ooh. You like food?
It's another one of my favorite activities.
Put some clothes on.
I would say maybe the opposite, but whatever.
And John's career, what if?
Oh, my career, what if?
Question for John. We'll get to it. We start with mowing the lawn. Dear John, yesterday, a kid knocked on my door and asked if I wanted my lawn mowed for $10. I had mowed fairly recently, but admired his entrepreneurial spirit, and I said, sure. After 15 minutes, he comes to my door and says, all done. My yard isn't huge, but it normally takes me a half hour or more to mow, so I was suspicious. I went out and looked and saw that it was haphazardly mowed with some blocky patches, areas largely untouched. I told him he was off to a good start, but I wasn't satisfied, and he'd have to finish it to get the $10. A few hours later, his dad showed up and demanded I give the $10 back to the kid. He said his son was just trying to make honest money over the summer, and asked me why would I would discourage him from working. I stood my ground. Was I wrong?
No, you weren't wrong. I love the entrepreneur attitude as well. If somebody came up to me and said, hey, I mow your lawn for $10, sure. But then the lesson about doing a good job is that you go out there and you show him, okay, this area looks like it hasn't been mowed. Ask the question, did you mow this area? And, you know, there are just some lessons learned. And then when the dad comes over, you take him out there and you show him the job that his son did. And just say, when the job is done, I'm happy to pay the $10. And in fact, moving forward, if he would like this job, I know it probably costs a little bit more than just what it took him for these 15 minutes. If it takes him a half an hour, I'd be willing to pay 15 or maybe even 20. Because I don't have to get my mower out. I don't have to clean things up. I don't have to do the effort. I don't have to do all of this. And if he wants this job, this is what I expect. And here is the price that I am willing to pay.
Heather?
I don't think he was in the wrong for saying that. I want more details. I want to know how old this kid was, how often. But yep. I do think it's important to learn the proper way to do something. And I think that this man probably said, you know what, let me walk you out. Let me show you the areas right. You missed. Could you please touch those up? And then I'll gladly give you the $10. But if what happened with that? Did he go out and show the kid? Well, I mean, we don't know all the answers, right? Yeah. Or did he show the kid which areas he missed? The kid was like, no, I'm out of here.
Yeah. I mean, it's you can't just, like, there are lessons to be learned. And you don't go out there and berate the kid and say you did a terrible job. But you go out there and say, if you want the $10, here is... You got to finish the job. And I just think it's a very valuable lesson. And I would assume if this kid has that go-get-it attitude, he's probably raised by a go-getter, then the dad, should understand as well.
Hey, didn't do the job right.
Yeah.
Do the job right and you get paid for it.
If it was me, though, I hate confrontations. So I'd be like, here you go.
You just give him the $10.
Then I'd go inside and be like, Colin, he did an awful job.
Yeah. Colin, you got to go mow the lawn now.
How much of that does matter the age of the kid?
It doesn't matter.
For her, I'm saying. If it's an 8-year-old versus a 14-year-old.
I still don't like confrontation with anyone. I still would have given it $10. Is just, here take $10.
But I think you're more willing to let it slide for an 8-year-old than like a 14-year-old.
You go,
okay, come on, dude.
Lessons learned at any age.
Or I probably would have given him the money and said, hey, just so you know, next time, you need to make sure you get the entire yard, whatever. Next one, office leftovers. Dear John, our office does Pizza Fridays, where a member of the leadership team orders pizza for lunch the last Friday of every month. Sometimes there are leftovers at the end of the day, and last week I assumed it was fair game and took a box home. Apparently, our boss complained that I left early and took all the food with me. He claims it was because the pizza was his to take home. I guess the question is, Was I wrong?
I don't know. I mean, I guess what is the precedent? Do people take the leftovers home? Or were you supposed to ask the boss, hey, is everyone done? Is it okay if I take some of these home? Maybe that's a better way of going about it.
Yeah.
But if the boss is buying the pizza, and maybe the leadership team is the one that takes the initiative, but it's coming out of the boss's pocket, then the boss would probably think, okay, hey, maybe he even told the leadership guy, girl, order a little bit extra because I want to take it home for the family tonight. And then all of a sudden it's gone. And then, but on top of that, the other key fact is you left early. Were you given permission to leave early? Or was this, hey, I'm going to get out of here at 3 o'clock because it's a Friday, even though I'm supposed to be on the clock till five.
Take pizza
home.
And
I'm going to take pizza home with me.
Yeah, I don't think you take leftovers unless they're like given to you. Like, hey, we got extra. Anyone want some? Feel free to take some more here. I box them up.
They don't belong to anybody. It's the office food.
Yeah, but if you didn't buy it, you don't take it.
It belongs to the office, which then would belong to the boss.
And I am an employee of the office. It's my food as much as anybody else's.
I wouldn't either. I would.
I think it's fair game.
If it happened here and Jimmy was there, I'd just say, hey, Jimmy, do you mind if I take some of this pizza home for the family for the weekend?
Sure. It's always better to ask, but I think it's communal food. It's fair game.
I disagree.
I don't.
I don't know. Is there a night shift that comes in after? You know,
that's a fair question.
5 o'clock is one shift leaves, the other shift comes in. Maybe they were looking for a couple of slices.
Jim loading up his car in his trunk with pizza boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I like pizza.
Making a silent getaway.
This next one says, put some clothes on. Dear John, I took my girlfriend on a family vacation with my entire family. We're talking grandparents, parents, brothers, sisters, aunts, and uncles.
Oh, wow. Family reunion.
Wow.
She's a knockout, and when we hit the pool, she wore a string bikini with a G-string.
Oh.
If it was just the two of us, it would have been perfect, but it did make me uncomfortable around my whole family. Should I get over it or ask her to wear something more modest around my family?
This is a tough one because obviously you don't mind. She's a knockout, except it would be a little bit awkward and uncomfortable for Uncle Eugene and Aunt Marge to be looking around going, I wonder what, you know.
Tell him eyes up here.
Yes. But if Uncle Eugene comes by and gives you a high five, awkward.
Sure.
Oh.
I honestly, she can wear whatever she wants. I would not tell my partner, wife, girlfriend, whatever, what to wear, when to wear it. There are appropriate times. It may be more appropriate if you are not at a quote-unquote family resort. That might be the bigger issue, sure, that you're at a family resort. But again, if she's smoking hot and a knockout and has the ability to wear that outfit, go for it.
I mean, yeah, you're not going to go up to somebody else on the beach wearing a string bikini and say, hey, could you put this cover up on, please?
Yeah.
My family is here. Right? Like,
right.
Yeah.
You're not going to do that to somebody else on the beach. Let her wear what she wants.
Strangers are going to look at it, whether it's your family or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would assume that if she's going on this big of a family trip, they've probably met her before.
I would imagine that.
And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't think this, if they know her, that this would be out of line.
But
probably,
what if it wasn't?
What if
Hi,
it was a first
Grandma
experience?
Grandma Sue, this is my my girlfriend. And the, like, what?
Yeah.
It's awkward.
It only becomes weird. If,
she's beautiful. Yeah. What's awkward about
it? It only becomes weird if Grandma says,
well, Grandma,
hey,
here you're sitting, or Grandpa, I guess I should have said, you're
you
standing
got an
in front
extra
of him.
Set
in the,
for me?
Yeah, like, that's what Grandpa would say, right?
Yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah. Hey, you don't by chance have that one for Grandma Sue, do you?
Jeez.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, finally, this is John's career what if. Dear John, last week when Brock Purdy signed a deal in San Francisco, it was reported he had a no-trade clause. hockey guys have lists of teams they can't be traded to. I was wondering which teams in the NFL would you want to have blocked trades to when you played?
That's a great question. Any blocked trades? Honestly, I don't know that I would have had any blocked trades. I wouldn't have been a huge fan of going out to California just because I don't want to live out there for many reasons. But I wouldn't have blocked any trades. Love Seattle. Miami would have been very hot. Maybe I would have said Miami just because it's not generally my scene and it's really freaking hot.
Mm-hmm. What about the Cowboys?
If they're willing to pay.
Okay. I said they're a rival.
I would have loved to have lived in the state of Texas.
Okay.
It would have been fun. And actually, I was in discussions at one point when I was approaching free agency that that would have been a team that I would have gone to. And yes, I know going from Washington to Dallas, the rivalry, all of that
traitor
stuff. Yeah. But Dallas, Houston became a team when I was in the league. They were an expansion team. Would have loved to have played in Houston. So, yeah, there weren't many that I wouldn't have gone to.
Okay. And that's Dear John. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.